Part 1. Pre-Enlightenment Religion. 1. Puritans. Chapter 1. Mary Dyer Must Die. On June 1, 1660, Mary Dyer was led out of the woman's detention house in Boston and conducted by an armed guard to the Commons, to the hanging tree, an elm, for execution. A Quaker woman in her 40s, she was the mother of 6, and the wife of a respected colonial official in Rhode Island. Her husband petitioned the Massachusetts authorities to spare her, but they had spared her once before. Now they judged that such reprieves could stretch out forever if they did not cut the process off. She, like other Quakers, had been banished by law from the Massachusetts Bay Colony on pain of death, and she repeatedly defied the law. She would be the 3rd Quaker to die for defying it, while a 4th member of the Friends was already scheduled to follow her to the gallows. This was not her first trip to the tree. 7 months earlier, she had been led out from the detention house to join with 2 other Quakers, William Robinson and Marmaduke Stevenson, on their way to a triple execution. She walked between the men, her comrades, hand in hand, with the jauntiness that Protestants had learned from Fox's Book of Martyrs. This insouciance angered the crowd. Some cried that she should be ashamed, old as she was, to be holding hands in public with 2 younger men. She answered that she was glad to be entering eternal life in such good company. Execution was a formal ritual. Preachers warned the condemned not to face their Maker unrepentant. Their pleas were studied and polished. Later, some of them would be published. The dramatic occasion was an opportunity to bring even the bystanders to repent their sins. If the condemned persons submitted to these last-minute pleas, that would be an occasion for rejoicing. But these Quakers were prepared with counter-sermons, declaring the righteousness of their cause. Such dueling theatrics held audiences in thrall. Mary stood below the tree as each of her friends mounted a ladder with rope knotted around his neck. The other end of the rope was affixed to the designated tree limb. Each man was urged to confess his sins. When it became clear that they were going to use the moment to voice their damnable heresy, the military escort drowned out their words with drums. Then the ladder was withdrawn from each man, and one after the other fell to the rope's length. It was Mary's turn. She had so far only watched, with her own rope knotted around her neck. Now she was told to climb the ladder, while men on another ladder went up to tie her hands and legs at the top, and to bind her skirt around her before fastening a cloth over her face. She was about to be turned off, just like her friends. Again there was an attempt to exact a confession. It was hoped that she, being a woman, would be cowed by the sight of her friends thrashing at the rope's ends. Then, it was planned, she would be freed, as an example to other Quakers, that they too could avoid this ordeal by recanting. But if she did not recant, she would be freed anyway, this first time out. They had gone through this charade, even sending her up the ladder, to exact a renunciation from the tree. But that was the extent of their resolve. There were already grumblings in neighboring colonies over the persecutions in Massachusetts.